It's not a coincidence when Jesus taught the disciples to pray, he said, start like this, Our Father. We're given the role and the picture of being a parent as a man over a child. Specifically, we're talking this week over a daughter called Father, and then also hearing about where to call God, refer to God, think of him as our Father. We're going to talk about that parallel today.
You're listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J. And even the thought of putting dad here on earth and father up in heaven as parallels, that's a really tall order for any human being.
It's impossible. It's impossible. I had to use the phrase with my kids, I'm your dad, he's your father. I'm your dad, he's your father. He will never let you down. I will let you down. I'm human and I'm sorry. He never has to come back and apologize. Hmm. And I have to help my children see that. And especially with my challenger was my daughter. And there were just times where she riled me up and I had to go back and apologize. And I had to make sure that she never judged her heavenly father by her earthly father.
Wow.
And we had to talk about that in ways where she would get it. Probably the most valuable emancipation for me in my life was 1983. My first book came out. I took it to show to my dad and he made fun of the cover. And we just had a very feisty relationship. And I got in on I-95 and drove down to the end of 95 in Miami crying as an adult. And almost audibly, it wasn't audibly, but it seemed like it in my heart, that's your dad, I'm your father. Mm. Big difference.
Yeah.
And that was so freeing. I think one of the reasons today so many people that you meet with have a hard time understanding the love of God and have a hard time understanding God the Father is because they've had such bad relationships with their dads. And so just even putting those two together is uncomfortable for them. It doesn't seem right, doesn't taste good. There's nothing about it. And almost blame the lack of trust they had for their dad and transfer it over to God the Father. Untrustworthy. He mm-hmm. must be, same name, must be untrustworthy. We've got to see that we have a huge responsibility here in this. And part of the responsibility of being a father is the issue of protection, provision and protection. And it's very hard for a child because sometimes we're protecting our daughters that, and they don't want to be protected. Why can't I go there? Why can't
right.
I do that?
Right.
Well, everybody else is doing that. Everybody else is wearing that. And I'm sorry, honey, that everybody else is wearing that. Not my daughter. And this is for your protection. And this is for your future. And when I'm out of the house, I'm going to wear a thing. Okay. When you're out of the house, it's you and your heavenly father. Right now, I'm kind of here and he's given me the job of training you up in the way you should go. It's very difficult
because
the father-daughter thing. I had to rely heavily on Rosemary. Am I being overly conservative? Am I being overbearing? And Rosemary's saying, oh, well, a couple of those you are, but in general, no. And I said, well, help me know what is appropriate. And Tori hit a point where the word appropriate would make her hair stand up. Show me the word appropriate in the concordance in the Bible. I want to see where the word appropriate is. And just helping her, what are you advertising?
Mm-hmm.
Honey, when you go out of the house dressed like that, which you're not going to, and let me hasten to say, stuff it in your purse and change clothes, and it'll be a while till you go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
End of the day here, I am responsible to raise you happy to be a woman, but not trying to look like you're whatever.
Mm-hmm. And for them to eventually realize, they will never realize it at the moment, that it's not even so much about the clothes, even though that's important, but it's about the overall theme.
Mm-hmm.
You know, how are you portraying yourself? What do you value yourself? And you don't even know how to value yourself. So because I'm the filter as the parent or as the father,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to teach you how to do it, even if you don't enjoy the process.
Yes, I have that responsibility, and I'm sorry you don't enjoy the process, and I'm hoping someday you look back on this. I know I've told this story before, but it's a picture of protection. One of the things Tori disliked intensely is that every first date was at our house. And if somebody asked her out, the first date was
different.
There. We played Pictionary and or whatever, sat and talked. And I would ask him some questions while we were playing. You know, hey, man, tell me where you go to church. Awesome. Tell me when you came to Christ. And, you know, if he can't answer that question, we're having a great time at Pictionary. I may get the opportunity to share the gospel with him. But what we all know around that table is this is the last one. Why would you go out with somebody that you're never going to marry, and you're never going to marry somebody that's not a Christian? We're not here doing this. This isn't a recreational sport.
Were these boys ever like really awkward, nervous around you?
They were. And you know me, I'm high in humor and I make them laugh. And most of them, except for one or two, I knew from interacting up at the school and hanging out at games and stuff like that. So it got a little easier. And one of them, at least, was the son of one of my closest friends. So he knew. And we knew where we were going with that. But Tori acted like she couldn't stand it. And so I arrive on the college campus years later, and we're out at Chili's. And one of the young women, I took her, all eight girls out to Chili's in Lexington, Kentucky. And one of the girls in her dorm said to me, Tori said you interviewed anybody she ever went out with. Is that right? And I said, well, I'm not sure I'd, Heidi, I'm not sure I would refer to it as an interview. And she said, well, I wish my dad did that. Hmm. It would have taken care of my nightmare date my senior year.
Wow.
And it got real quiet. I mean, she said that in front of everybody. And it was one more affirmation of Tori realizing I was protected.
Mm-hmm.
I was protected. No one wants to be restricted. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't like being restricted on the highway. 45 doesn't seem fast enough. I want to go faster on that road. No one likes to be restricted. And the irony is, right from the beginning, God said to them, this whole garden's yours. Everything in the garden's yours. Not only is it yours, you can name it. Name it whatever you want. You know, persimmon. I don't care what you name it. But one tree. There's one tree in the middle. And the problem is that tree, they got fixated on that tree. It looks so good. I know I'm going to want that. Mm-hmm. I know I am. And they hadn't learned the discipline of saying, wait a minute, I trust him. He said no. And sin entered the world at that point. I want to help my children know there are some rules and I want them to feel protected by me, but no one wants to be restricted. You know, that was the very same night. It was a Tuesday night and I was flying out the next day to go somewhere. And I dropped them all off in two cars back at the dorm. And Tori sticks her head back in the car and says, you know, tomorrow's Wednesday morning. And I said, really? She said, yeah, we're going to have our breakfast. And you could have blown me over when she said that. And I will take that as I enjoy the breakfast. I'm not sure I'm ready to say that to you yet, but are we going to have our breakfast?
Right.
You do these things because they're right to do. You do these things because they have bigger and deeper implications. You do these things because this child in a scary world now needs to feel more protected than generations in the past. Mm-hmm. In this generation now, people have access to them in a multitude of ways. Just being at home in your house is not safe anymore because of the cyber world coming after you. And mm-hmm. so the opportunity and responsibility I have to protect and to help my family live in a way that would serve the Lord, as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will. We didn't vote on it. We will serve the Lord. And I think in doing that slowly and in trying to be a protector, provider, listening, compassionate Father, I'm beginning a slow process of handing the baton off to her Heavenly Father. And part of that is when she's in pain or has questions or shouldn't, I don't know what to do about this, is to say, well, let's pray. Let's just pray that God will show you what to do. Let's first look at his letter to you called the Bible, his manual, the handbook, and then let's pray. And let's continue to hand and heart and confidence off from this protective Father over to the ultimate Father.
Mm-hmm. Well, what if then you're a parent, especially a dad, you didn't have those role models growing up and all that.
Mm.
You are still trying to figure out, man, God forgives me? Seriously? Is he really all that it's cracked up? Because you didn't have that role model, even as a man. Then you got to turn around and be a father to the opposite gender.
Mm.
Doesn't that just like really blow you away?
Well, first of all, I didn't grow up in a Christian home. So that I think we can find reasons and excuses not to do things. You know, I didn't grow up in a home with an iPhone or iPad either, but mm-hmm. I wanted it badly enough. So I think I've got to decide he would not, when he says train up a child in the way he should go so that train up a child in the way you should go unless you weren't trained up yourself and then I take you off the hook.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't say that. I mean, there's a mandate here and there's a mandate in Deuteronomy chapter 6 that says, teach your children to love God and impress this upon them, it says in the NIV, over this long period of time. I've got to decide this is important. I've got to decide he wouldn't give me something to do I can't do, and then I've got to go for resources. You know, resources are things like downloading this radio broadcast into a podcast and listening to it. Resources are reading material resources are asking. In my world, my resource really was Rosemary, who grew up in a Christian home and her parents read the Bible and she was protected and they had somewhat of a dating plan. And then for Rosemary and I, because we're opposites, to have these discussions. And we decided when our children were 7, 8, 9, and 10 that we were going to have a 6-year training process before they ever had their first date. And one was teach them how to respond to cross genders. And that means I need to be involved in her life and teach her how to expect to be treated. The second was to for them to watch us, how we treat each other, Rosemary and I, and the respect, the mutual respect. And then the next was practice things like, you know, a youth group and practice things then cross gender parties and practice and practice and practice and give them a vision for what they should be looking for, what they should expect. But I can't say, you know what, I didn't grow up in this home, in that kind of home, so I'll never be able to do it. There's access to information now. You know what? I never broke my leg before, but I found some way to get me some help with my leg. Mm-hmm. I've got to decide. And the other thing we tend to say is it's too late. My kids are 13 or 14 or 15. It's never too late. It's never too late. I'd rather be glad I started than just blow it out and not start anything. And say to my daughter, you know, I want to say something to you. You're 14 years old and I have made a mistake as a dad and I apologize for that. And I would love for us once or whatever, maybe we'll start with once a month and see how it goes or once a week if you're up to it. You and I just going to get a soda or something together in the evening, just break loose and go and talk. And in that, there's some things that, you know, I want to talk to you about. Oh, Dad, this isn't going to be the sex talk, is it? No, it might be, but you may have questions, or it may be the talk on what do you think you're going to be looking for in a spouse or whatever, and get some materials and read them together. But don't just say it's never too late. If this is your daughter's senior year in high school, it's not too late.
What if you've been explaining about how, you know, the dad's role is protection, provision and all that and how that is like our Heavenly Father. What if, though, you get in situations sometimes as a dad, even as a parent, where you have to choose, OK, I want to protect this child from this, but they're already a teenager. And I know that if I say no to this and put a restriction on this, it's going to further damage my already hurting relationship with that child.
If what we're talking about is sin, I have the responsibility to do that. And I can never change a heart. I can never change a heart. But what I have to decide is I may need to change a system and pray for that child. And I would always start with an apology. I've made a mistake concerning this kind of music in the house. I've made a mistake concerning this kind of DVD in the house. And I want to apologize. So what does that mean, Dad? It means we're not having them in the house anymore. And I need to set an example in that. I need to look at my stuff and set the example. And even though I'm an adult, I need to set the example. But to just say it's too late or I'm going to further alienate my child. What we do here at Sheridan House is we rock their world. It gets very different for a while. And we live in extremes here. It's extreme love and it's extreme consequences. I mean, you could be washing a lot of windows. Later on today, there will be a football game here at Sheridan House. And it's the annual staff against the boys football game. And there will be almost all the boys playing and rotating in. And there'll be 3 or 4 boys that won't get to play because they chose not to play by something they did at school, and they'll be washing windows. They will miss because Chad Pennington is going to be the quarterback for the boys team. So they've got, you know, a world famous quarterback, and they made a bad choice, and they're learning that making bad choice now breaks your heart. It breaks your heart. He will go over to each of the boys that are washing windows and say something to him before he leaves, but they won't catch a pass from Chad Pennington. And so it'll be just huge at what they miss. So we've got to put the boundaries on them because I want them to. I don't want any excuses where, Dad, you didn't teach me this. I need to train them up whether they like it or not. Great example. We do, every house does what I did in my home. Every house every morning reads the Bible to the kids before they go. And these children's homes are just like my home was reading the Bible. My kids were like sound asleep at the breakfast table while we're reading the Bible. And these kids are just staring off into whatever while you're reading the Bible. And you don't think they're getting it. It's not my responsibility to get that they get it. It's my responsibility to make it as exciting as I possibly can. But it's God's responsibility to water the seed. One of those boys who slept through every devotion is a pastor here in Broward County today.
Wow.
Got it. He didn't look like he got it. He got it. God did something with it. Our job is to do our job, leave God's job up to God.
You've been listening to Parenting Today with Dr. Bob Barnes from Sheridan House Family Ministries. I'm your host, Ruthie J, and we're continuing this topic of fathers and daughters, and we've got more to touch on tomorrow and Friday as well. If you want to hear this program again, listen to it online at parentingtoday.org. And if you want to find out more about Sheridan House Family Ministries and all that's going on in this ministry, and even some parenting resources you can purchase online that benefit the ministry, you can do that online at shfm.org. That's short for Sheridan House Family Ministries. And we hope you'll join us again tomorrow for more on fathers and daughters here on Parenting Today.